Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Oh, Gail Parento, first one into the chat room. You win today. Thank you, Gail. All right. We're going to have some comedy today, and since we're snowed in, you can multitask at the same time like I do. Good morning, Gail. And we'll have fun. I'm going to start off with a little Lucy Arnaz, if you've been following the news. Lucy Arnaz is on tour with Pippin. You got to admire her. All the physical stunts you have to do in that show, it's amazing. Oh, Gail is back from the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. How did that go? Tony Bon Jovi has a new headset out? Is that it? This super headset? It was pretty awesome sounding. I saw it on Facebook. Looks like it's worth checking out. Always love that new automation stuff. Anyway, here's a little Lucy Arnaz in her tribute. Good luck with Pippin, Lucy.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Romance is a game for fools, I used to say, a game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to the wind. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, never fall in love. So how are they to know? When we fell, I fell, my life begins. So open up your heart. Let this fool rush in.
Hey. Oh, thank you, Gail. Let's see. They're the new Bon Jovi acoustics, new Wicked Revolt Bon Jovi headphones for gamers and high-quality music. And they also launched the Fakey TV with Bon Jovi DPS sound. That's great sound, by the way. Both headphones and TVs will turn up at retail soon. Boy, gamers. Good headphones are a great thing. I like to plug my son into there. I don't know how often I can listen to things exploding while he plays. I'm about to shoot myself. And then you hear the guys running. And then explosions. Get those headphones, everyone, for your kids. Please, please help my ears. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Betty Jo, Gail Parento beat you into the room. This is a first. It never, ever happens. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And next Tuesday coming up, she's going to have Debbie Reynolds Lifetime Achievement Awards. I love Debbie Reynolds. Unsinkable. I met her. I met Debbie Reynolds, actually, at the Friars Club. I have a half a picture of me in it, with her. But I love Debbie Reynolds. And she's still great. She's such a great storyteller as well. I'd like to see more of her. I wish she was doing more stuff. She was great, too, in that movie with Albert Brooks, Mother. I believe that was the name of it. Betty Jo Tucker will know more, so tune in to Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters Tuesday at 4 p.m. Look at me. I'm so ahead. I'm on to next week. What is wrong with me? The snow is killing me. Anyway, let's keep it moving. I found some comedy to play, and I'm going to do a little bit for you. How about some Alan King? There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Judy Garland first came to New York to open up her really theatrically historic first engagement at the Palace Theater, she said she just wouldn't come to New York without a certain young comic. She wanted him on the bill. His name was Alan King. As you already recall, from the time he opened the Palace Theater, he became the rage of New York. Now he actually commutes to England because he's the number one comedy star in England. So let's have a wonderful welcome for Alan King.
Thank you very much. Seems a little chilly for July 5th. I don't know. But, I am very happy to be here tonight. Of course, Ed has been so kind to mention my commuting to England. I just had a great thrill. I was on the command performance for Her Majesty the Queen of England. I hope you don't mind if I spend a few minutes discussing this, because with my background, you know, I'm not too familiar with royalty usually, you know. I once got drunk with Count Basie in Cincinnati. We were up in Glasgow, Scotland, for the command. It was a great occasion. We were all standing backstage after the performance, and the Lord Mayor of Glasgow just walked around with the Queen. You know, he was so excited. I wasn't, because I was drunk, you know. That's where they make the stuff, you know, up there. It's beautiful. It comes out of the tap. I was standing there, and of course, very nervous, and the Lord Mayor said, "Your Majesty, may I present Mr. King from America?" And she said, "How do you do, Mr. King?" And I said, "How do you do, Mrs. Queen?" I don't think I'll ever go back. No, but she was a very charming lady. Of course, my wife was there with me, but she didn't meet the Queen. Of course, that was when I was there. Now, to hear the story, you think that she doesn't make a move without my wife, you know. Because women lie a lot, you know. No, I mean this. You know, I've been married 12 years. And I found out that when a man becomes successful in any degree, it's the woman that changes. Now, I come from the Lower East Side of New York. I never met a comedian that didn't come from the Lower East Side. I know a very talented comedian from Cincinnati moved to the Lower East Side of New York. And actually, I live so far downtown, 14th Street was like Connecticut to me, you know. And, yes. Yeah. I met my wife there. We come from the same neighborhood. In fact, my family had more money than my wife's family. And we were on relief. You can imagine what a thrilling... of course, to look at my wife today, you'd never dream she came from so humble a beginning. You think she came from a plantation in Virginia somewhere. And that's one of the reasons she's not too happy with me, because I'm the only one left that remembers where she came from. Anytime she opens up a big mouth, I remind her where she came from. I like to think back the old days when we were so happy, so much in love. We were married 2 years. My wife told me I was to become a father. This is a big moment in your life. I like the way the women tell you important things. They don't discuss it over the dinner table or during the evening. They wait till you're sound asleep. Have you ever noticed that? It aggravates them that you're sleeping. Now, my wife stays up all night because she hasn't got no place to go in the morning, you know. She watches the late show, the late, late show. She salutes the flag, sings the Star Spangled Banner. She waits for the thought for the day. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but remember what a wet horse smells like and all that. Now, I was asleep, as I said, and my wife walks in. Now, when the woman walks in, you're asleep. They do little things to find out if you're really asleep, you know. Like all the lights go on, they slam the door, the stool goes out, and then the cough. You ever hear a polite cough? Then she says, are you up? Well, even if you're dead, you react a little. Then they get alongside of you and they stop at the elbow. Did you ever get the harpoon in the ribs in the middle of the night? Alan, if you're not doing anything, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm always busy at this hour. I play polo every morning at 5 o'clock. What do you want? She says, I have a strange desire for some exotic food. She said, run down to the All My Delicatessen and get me a corned beef sandwich with some chocolate sprinkles, some whipped cream, a piece of watermelon, and a sour pickle. Well, you know, sleepy as I was, I realized that this was it, you know. I had seen enough movies to know that this is the way it is. You ever notice when a woman is expecting how she really takes charge of your life? The first thing, of course, the neighborhood wasn't good enough anymore, you know. She said, I don't want my children growing up in this neighborhood. I said, I can't afford where I'm living now. What do you want from me? The kid comes, you don't like the neighborhood, let him move. I'm staying right here. She says, Alan, let's buy a house. Now, you know, I've been making fun of the suburbs for many years, and this is actually the way I moved out there. She said, let's buy a house. Everybody's doing it. You remember. 10 years ago, the exodus from the city to the suburbs. Someone cut a ribbon, they fired a pistol, and the land grants were out. Onward to the suburbs, these gallant pioneers with the covered wagons and the mink stoles hanging out the back. You know, everybody out there. I bought a house for $48,000. It was listed to sell for $12,500. I wanted extras, you know. Little things like I needed windows, I wanted a floor in one room. Own your own home. Save your money all your life so you become your own janitor. That's all it is. The only time my wife talks to me is, Alan, take out the garbage. I say, we didn't eat. Where's the garbage coming from? She can't stand to see me sit still for 5 minutes. She collects the garbage from the neighbors just so I can sit down. Suburbs, what a ridiculous place to live. Nobody talks to anybody. It's a competition thing out there. You know. I've got one neighbor I haven't seen in 4 years. He's hiding because he knows I want him to go partners on the hedges. That's the big thing, you know, the lawns. Did you ever see Sunday in the suburbs? You ever see how ridiculous the men look? They work hard 6 days a week. Come Sunday, they're on all fours like dogs crawling around. They all have the same outfit, you know. Bermuda shorts, sneakers, bony knees. And they all have the shirt with the alligator on it, like a bag. How would you like to come home from a drunk on Saturday night and Sunday morning at 6:45, the neighbors are out? They cut the grass with a motorboat where I live. You say, what's going on down there? They say, oh, good morning, Mr. King. They don't drink, you know. They're up. They're ready to go. Say, what are you going to do about the crabgrass? I'm going to let it lay there till 3 o'clock, then I'll decide what to do. I don't make important decisions at 7 o'clock in the morning. I hope the lawn rots. I hope it spreads to everybody else's lawn. Middle of a television rehearsal, my wife calls me on the phone, crying, screaming. I rush home. She's standing in front of the house. Alan, the lawn is dying. I didn't even know it was sick. What do you want me to do? I've got a gardener. Oh, he's brilliant. He's telling me I have sour soil. I told my wife not to marry me. It's hereditary. Oh, that sour soil before me. What do you do about it? Gardner says we use Kentucky bluegrass. That's the finest grass seed in the world. But they don't tell you it only grows in Kentucky. I gotta buy a racehorse for $3,700. Let him walk around the grounds every day. You think the gardens are the only thing to worry about? What about the decorators? Are they beautiful? My wife just found two beautiful decorators. Well, a set of bookends like this you never saw. They come to the house once a week. They fly around the room. They're always wearing sandals. Could be snow on the ground. They wear sandals. And they're always coming back from Italy. They never go. They're always coming back. They keep saying, in this corner, we'll put some ivy. You know about ivy. If you have a piece of furniture that has a hole in it, immediately becomes a planter. You know, the ivy. We got it coming out of faucets, keyholes, cracks in the wall. Did you see the new thing where they open up the drawer and the ivy hangs out of the drawer? And my socks and underwear are laying on the floor, but the ivy's coming out of the drawer. My wife keeps telling me the reason we live out there is for the children. Better schools, which is, of course, ridiculous. We live directly across the street from a public school, and my boy can't attend. We don't live in the zone. Hey, that kid's from out of state going to the school, but we don't live in the zone. They tell me the zone line runs right through my house. According to them, if my kid slept in a garage, he could go to this school. The truth, I could go on like this for hours, but I'll be honest with you, the only reason is I don't have a finish to this thing. I'd like to finish it by selling my house. You've been a delightful audience, ladies and gentlemen, and a happy July 4th weekend, and good night. That's it.
Oh, Chuck's added a new show. Got a new show weekdays at 11 a.m. It's Chuck Skull and Radio... blogtalkradio.com, American Patriot Radio. You want to check that out? That'll be is that today at 11? Oh, okay. And you're still on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., Chuck Skulls. What's the name of the show? I'm sorry, Chuck. I forgot. But 10 a.m., it's nostalgia. I want to say the name of it. Chuck, say the name of it in the chat room so I can properly promote you. But 10 a.m., it's very funny. I tune it in and do all my Saturday chores listening to it. Chuck, Gail's in the chat room too, Parento, and she was just at the convention and, just electronics consumer show in Vegas. And they got these new Bon Jovi acoustic Wicked Revolt headphones. It's for gamers or audio listening. You want to check that out. And they've also got this new thing coming out too with the Seiki TV with Bon Jovi DTS sound. It's really cool. You might want to check that out, Chuck. You like all that radio stuff. Oh, of course you do, because it's the golden age of radio, 10 a.m. with Chuck Skull on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Just, it's a crazy day, isn't it? It's a crazy day. But it's a good day for multitasking, right? Sure. Speaking of Vegas...
Thank you. get it. You're old. But that doesn't mean it's okay to hit on all of your female customers. You know, in the beginning it was kind of like, oh, he's a little old guy. And he gives me free muffins and discounted drinks. So, you know, I'll smile back. But now, you don't give me anything. Anything for free at all. And you're just getting creepier. I mean, I'm afraid to pay in cash because you hold my hand for a few seconds when you give me my change. Oh, yeah. I mean, what makes you think it's okay to hold my hand when all I wanted was my change? You know, I mean, how is that even okay in the first place? This isn't the 20s. 2012, where that's kind of considered sexual harassment, in a way. I could probably say something. But since you're old, they may not do anything. But still, just take my order. Give me my vegetable juice. Okay, oldie? No more winky-winky. No touchy-touchy. And no looky-uppy-downy. Maybe I'll give you a tip if you don't creep me out next time. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters I wrote to these people. They put me out that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining and they make you.
Thank you.
that was Mr. Columbo there, Chuck Columbo, C-O-L-O-M-B-O. Go to his Facebook and you can get more of his music. It's really good, isn't it?
I love being a comedian. It's so great. And not because the reasons you think, not because I want to see people laughing or having a good time. I love this job because I like the hours. I mean, look at this. I just started. I'm almost done. I like the schedule of this job. My sister has a really serious job because she works for the Adopt-a-Highway program. I swear to God, I couldn't write that. It's so wonderful. And they have no sense of humor at the Adopt-a-Highway program. I called up one time. I was goofing around. I was like, hi, I'd like to adopt a highway, but I have a few questions. At what age do you tell the highway it's adopted? Is it very traumatic? Do you have a support group? Anyway, so I was driving, and I had to go to Home Depot. You've been to Home Depot, right? I have a question about Home Depot. Why do we need 24 handicapped parking spaces at Home Depot? Okay, I am all for handicapped parking, but I think if a guy can spackle his own bathroom, lay pipe, and put up gutters, I think he can walk the extra 30 feet to the parking lot.
That was Corey Kahaney. You can see Corey Kahaney at Word Storytelling Show, upcoming show, Wednesday, January 21st, 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30. It's the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of East 6th Street. It's a great place. It's like a $5 suggested donation. They don't. If you don't have it, you'd still go, but you got to buy one drink just to be supportive. They're not making any money on this. This is all about the love of the art, and there's some talent there. Let me tell you, Corey Kahaney, Adam Wade, Cindy Friedman, J.D. Cerner, I think he's a famous actor, Allison Graham's author, one of my favorites, Ron Brawer, I can't say B-R-A-W-E-R, and music by Afterbirth Monkey. And you know we love Afterbirth Monkey on this show because we play them all the time. And it's really a great show produced by Terry Mintz. She flies all the way from California to do it. So check it out on the 21st at the Sidewalk Bar. Really easy to get to, 6th and Avenue A. You want to check that out. And I can't wait to see Corey. And, of course, I love Allison Graham's. Love, 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 love her.
The flow. better than you could dial 911. Don't trust the hitchhiker, he can be a roughneck standing in the road with an upturned phone. He could have a motive looking for the dancer. If you get the chance, teach him a lesson. You know you can't trust a hitchhiker.
Comedy of Flip Wilson.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks. Yeah, I was backstage, and running through my mind was, see, I went to church this morning. I go to church every Sunday. I mean, this is something that stayed with me from a long time ago, and every Sunday, no matter where I am, I go to church. And you know how after the service, when the minister stands out on the steps and meets everyone, you know, say, hello, how you doing, Rev?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was chatting with Rev after the service, Rev and Leroy. See, I belong to a church called the Church of What's Happening Now. And after the service, Rev and Leroy and I were talking, and what really stayed in my mind was, Rev said, in his opinion, women are closer to God than men. I said, really, Rev? Rev said, sure, everybody knows that. I said, well, I didn't know. So, well, everybody knew but you. Said, and now that I've told you, everybody knows. You said, it's much more difficult for the devil to get a woman to do something wrong than it is a guy. There's no problem to get a guy to do something wrong. They just stand around waiting for the devil to tell them what to do. As soon as the devil comes up with one, the devil says, I got one. All the fellas start yelling, I'll do it, devil. I'll do it. You know, and he was telling me how relentless the fight against the devil has to be. Reb said the devil doesn't sleep. You know, the devil don't sleep. While we were asleep, the devil was working on his notes. So when we wake up in the morning, the devil said, here's your schedule. He was telling me, Reb said that, just to show you how strong the devil's becoming, he said he couldn't get a ticket to Hare or Old Calcutta for 2 months. And there wasn't but 3 people in church this morning. That's how strong the devil is getting. He's telling me, he said one Sunday, no, it was Monday, that's right, because Sunday, they had just got back from the mountains. Yeah, he said it was Monday. He was sitting in the house watching television. His wife came home. She had this large package, you know, and on the name on the side of this box was the name of one of the most exclusive dress shops in town. The cheapest dress was $85, and that's when they were on sale. That's if they had a sale. And nobody'd ever remember this dress shop having a sale until Reb's wife was there that day. She came in the house, she had the box, Reb saw it. Reb said, what, another dress? I said, this is ridiculous. 3 dresses in a week, another dress? And she tells him, I didn't want to buy this dress. The devil made me buy this dress. The street, I was minding my own business, singing to myself. I said, what you say, honey? And the devil stopped following me, telling me how good I look. Rev said, I'm not going for that. He said, because every time you do something wrong, you blame it on the devil. So you blamed it on the devil when you ran the car under the side of the church. She tells him, it was the devil. You wasn't there. How do you know? Say, he grabbed that steering wheel out of my hand. Griff said, well, why didn't you step on the brake? She tells him, because when he grabbed the steering wheel, I tried to kick him. I can't kick him and step on the brake at the same time. Said, we had a big fight. That's why I was in the back seat when y'all got the call. Griff said, well, how'd the devil get you to buy the dress?
She said, I was going down the street, I was singing, what you say on me every day? And I heard the devil coming up behind me, was tiptoeing, and I said to myself, I'm not going to look back because I know it's the devil. And then he sneaked up and leaned over my shoulder and said,
say, mama, look at that dress in the window there. Said, it's on sale, so that's your size, too. Got a lot of flowers. You know you'd like a lot of flowers. So why don't you treat yourself to that dress?
I said, cut that out, devil. I ain't buying no dresses. You better leave me alone, honey.
Devil said, well, why don't you try it on? You can try it on. Rev will never know about you trying it on. It's free. They're not going to charge you nothing to try it on. You owe yourself a try on.
I said, I'm not even trying it on, devil. I'm not even going to go in there and look at it. That's when the devil shoved me in the door. She said, the
devil shoved me in the door. I said, cut that out, devil. And he pushed me over to where the dress was. And he threatened me. And made me try it on. Then he pulled a gun. And made me sign your name to a check.
Preston, how come the devil's always making you do something for yourself? When's the devil going to do me a favor?
She said, I asked him about that. He said he did already. Devil said if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't even have a job.
Going back to Los Angeles, I'll be working on a Perry Como special.
Oh, fine. Be sure and say hello to Perry.
I sure will. Bye. Thank you very much.
A very
Love
happy
you.
New Year.
Hey, Curly Wimbersile, what are you doing? Listen, Mo, I like the classics. I'm a very refined guy. Knock, 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 knock. Oh, yeah? What's so refined about you? I love the classics like Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. I also love my friend Nancy Lombardo. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, that's a great idea. When is she on? Right now. And don't be late-o, because she'll bust your blues on Blog Talk Radio. Knock, 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 knock.
That's George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. And check out Bajo Tucker the upcoming Tuesday. It's going to be Debbie Reynolds Day, 4 p.m. on Tuesdays at Movie Attic Headquarters. You want to check that out. I think Chuck went to start his own show right now because he's got a new show coming on. And isn't that all fun? Yeah. Shout out to my friend... Jack Hoffman, if he's listening. Jack, are you listening? A little shout out. Thanks for tuning in if you are. I think he plays me in the gym. Well, he's working out. It's nice to know people are sweating to me. Always fun, always fun. And what else do we have coming up here? I want to thank everybody for tuning in, as always. And we're going to keep going. It's not over till it's over, as they say. And I just want to check out, have a new listener, Lynn, and I want to pronounce her name right, and I believe it's Jessam, Lynn Jessam, and so Lynn Jessam, J-A-S-S-E-M, she's got a one-woman show, I think it's coming to New York in March, so Facebook friend her and follow her, and my friend Leanna Conley, if she's listening, a shout-out to her, great photographer, and check her out online, she's writes a great blog, and she writes a great, great book about her dad, stories he told her about the war. Chuck Skull, always. Jack Hoffman, thank you. And that's my shout-outs to you. Yael Parento, you know I love you. All right, Ed. Wow, time goes fast when you're having fun. Let's get Goonie. Bon Jovi Acoustics and the new headphones and the new TV. You can follow them there. Also check out Chuck Skull with his American Patriot Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You want to check it. American Patriot Radio, Bill Pickles, Chuck Skull. I don't know. It's a lot of information there. Okay. Always good to listen. Somebody logged in and logged out. I love it. It counts as a point, doesn't it, Betty? Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Thank you, Betty Jo and Gail and everyone else for tuning in and following the chat room. Remember, you can get reminders if you join Blog Talk Radio of when the show is going to happen. And that's always great, isn't it? Yeah, be right on top of it. Okay, thank you for listening. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concept, Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can watch my TV show tonight on the internet, www.mnn.org, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Nancy Lombardo Show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Big kiss. Bye-bye.